This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Have I got an exciting word for you today? Already on this broadcast, we've looked at the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the first hour. We come to Knowing Jesus and Part 8 here on Worship Radio 247. And we're at John, the 6th chapter. Jesus is in a situation where he's talking to the people and they're questioning him. Watch this. In verse 30 of the 6th chapter of John, the people answered this way. They said to Jesus, they said, "Show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scriptures say Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." And Jesus is thinking, oh, really? Then he says, with all the compassion, he says, "I tell you the truth, Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "give us that bread every day." Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of the God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up on the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day." Such wise counsel. Jesus is saying, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And then he says, "But you haven't believed in me, even though you've seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them." The crowd are gathered, and they're talking to Jesus. And they're saying stuff to him like, "Come on, do us a sign, do us a miracle. Go on, do a trick." That's what they're saying. They're regarding Jesus as a magician. Nothing more than a magician. They don't realize that they're dealing with the Son of God here. And he's told them that very clearly. But those words that come from Jesus are so wise. You see, these people that were gathered, they all figured that their ancestors came out of captivity in Egypt and went across the desert, and God was feeding them every day. But they thought it was Moses. Moses doing some sort of a trick. It was God who fed them every single day. No matter how much they rebelled, no matter how much they turned against God, God did not stop the supply of food. He continued to feed them. What does that say about your Heavenly Father? What does that say about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is teaching this at the moment, talking to his people, talking to those people and saying, "Listen, I'm the Son of God. I don't do tricks." All they want to do is see miracles, miracles after miracles after miracles. And sometimes, beloved, we're the same way. Because we want to see signs and wonders. We want to see Jesus doing these miracles. We want to know that God is in control of these miracles. And why do we want to see these miracles so desperately? I'll tell you. Because maybe in the back recesses of our mind, we're doubting God's existence. Even in our hearts sometimes, perhaps we don't believe that God exists at all. And that is merely a fabrication. And the only way that we can know that Jesus exists is by seeing these signs and wonders, by seeing these miracles, by knowing God is doing this stuff. But beloved, listen to me when I tell you this. If we believe that way, if we're thinking that way, we're no better than these people that were questioning Jesus that day. We're no better than them. But there's something new happening in our lives because we're getting to know who Jesus is. And that new thing that is happening in our lives is there is no doubt. That new thing that is happening in our lives, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ through faith. And I love this. "For it is my Father's will," says Jesus in verse 40, "that all who see the Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up on that last day." Now, Jesus is saying that we need to see the Son. Well, we can't physically see Jesus. Not unless he reveals himself to us because of the necessity of it. But we see him every day as we glorify his name. We see him every day as we worship him in spirit and in truth. We see him every single day if we choose to. And this is the wonderful thing. "I will raise them up at the last day." We know we are going to be with the Lord. We know we don't need to rely on signs and wonders. We know that we don't need to have miracles thrust upon us all the time. We know that people believing in him believe in him through faith. It's about believing. It's about having faith. And you know that belief for me personally has gone from being a belief to a knowledge. Because now I don't believe it, I know it. I know that I know that I know that I know that Jesus lives deep within my heart. Why do I know it? Because of what his word says. And his word to me is true and infallible. I am never going to turn away from Jesus. I am never going to turn away from him because I know what he has done in my life. And even when you look at that, beloved, it's almost as though I need to look at testimony. It's almost as though I need to realize what he's done in my life so I can think, yes, he exists. Yes, he is Lord. Yes, he is God. Because of what he's done in the past, not because I know that he lives within my heart. That's the point. You see, oftentimes we spend our time praying to Almighty God and we give him a shopping list. We just tell him that we want this to happen. We want that to happen. We need a job. We need money to pay the mortgage. We need money to pay the rent. We need this. We need food. We need the other thing. But what we need to be doing is saying to him, "Thank you for what you have done." You see, even if we don't have any food, even if we don't have any money, we are assured of one thing, and that is eternal life. You see, if we're not going to be in glory with Almighty God, And this word is really important for someone listening right now. If we're not going to be with Almighty God in glory, we are going to be in the other place. Because there's two places we can go. We can go to be with the Lord God Almighty, or we can go to be with the evil one. That's the choice. There is no other choice. We are either with Him or we're in hell. We're in glory or we're in hell. Oftentimes people sit on the fence and they think, I don't know, I'm not quite sure. What am I going to do? Am I going to go this way or am I going to go that way? What should I do? What should I do? There is only one choice. And that one choice is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And He clearly says it. All the way through the Scriptures, He is saying that He is the Son of God. Listen, if He was lying, don't you think His lie would have been found out by now? Don't you just think it's possible that what Jesus was saying of Himself being the Son of God, of Himself saying in John 6 and verse 14, where He talks so eloquently, He talks so beautifully and eloquently. When people saw Him do this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, "Surely He is the prophet we have been expecting." But they had to see it. They had to actually see this miraculous sign. We don't have that opportunity oftentimes, beloved. All we have is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've just told you, in my life, it's gone from a faith to a knowledge. Say that with me. Faith to knowledge. Faith to knowledge. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives in my heart. Would you like to have that knowledge, that assurance right now? Just say these words with me now, really quickly. Heavenly Father, I believe in You. But Lord, I need a knowledge. I need that knowledge now in Jesus' name so that my faith can never be shaken. Please, Father, through Your Holy Spirit, let me have that knowledge now. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. I love it. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, verse 32. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now He offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. He's giving life to you now, beloved, in the mighty name of Jesus. Say thank You, Lord. Say thank You, Father. And I praise Your name, Lord, for this word today. Thank You for Your anointing. And I give You the glory and the honor and the power that is due Your name. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.